The divine within is the true teacher. The divine within is the true teacher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. The divine within is the true teacher. From the beginning of time, man looks outwardly for a teacher, looks outwardly for someone to show them the way, for someone to be their guide, for someone to tell them what their values should be. From the beginning of time, man has always looked outward. He has always looked to his community leaders. He's always looked to some sort of a spiritual figurehead or something that's going to show him the way. And it never comes. It never happens. For any outward teacher that we have, any outward leader that we have, any governmental official or any church official or any school official or any parent, are all outside. The only real, the only valid, the only teacher that we could ever depend on and know the truth from is the divine within. And so therefore, that's the only place we can know the truth, then that's where we go to find the truth. That's where we go to learn all things. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that within you is all wisdom. Be still and know that within you is the divine. And the divine is so eager and so ready and so available to give you all that it is that it might be compared to a magnet. The magnet just is. Anything that is magnetizable, that comes within the range of the magnet, is drawn into the magnet, is drawn to the magnet. And the magnet takes a hold of it. Well, the divine is sort of like that magnet. It draws to all of us and gives to all of us of itself the divine, the wisdom that it is. There is no outer teacher. There is no outer source of wisdom. There is no outer source of anything, not even you. It's only when we go within, when we go within to the divine presence within, that we find the true teacher, that we find the true wisdom, that we find the wisdom, as might be said of Solomon, the wisdom of no judgment, the wisdom of awareness, the wisdom of caring, the wisdom of light and love. It's all there, right within us. Now, are we willing, able, are we interested in letting that wisdom be revealed in us today? Are we caring enough that we want that wisdom of the divine that's within each one of us to be our only source of knowledge, of understanding, of truth? If we all depended on the wisdom from within ourselves, we would be mutually complementary in every way of life. Because there is only one truth, and that is the divine within us. There is only one wisdom, and that is the divine within us. There is only one love, unconditional love, and that is the divine within us. As we turn to that divine within us and let that divine within us be revealed in our lives and in our affairs and in all that we do, then everything that we do is a wonderful work of art. It's a wonderful, glorious thing. It's something so fantastic, so magnificent, that there is no comparing it to anything. I think all of us have had moments where we were still and listened within. And while listening within, we heard that still small voice speaking to us saying, all is good. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Be yourself and have fun. Be who you really are. Be the divine in you. Be this glorious, wonderful, fantastic, marvelous self that you are. And as you are that, all of life will open its doors valiantly, wonderfully, brilliantly to you, to me, and you will live a happy life. Now, so long as we live in awareness of other people, so long as we live in the feeling that we must live up to what other people want us to do, we will never be happy and we will never be able to fulfill that. It's only when we live up to the divine in us that we live up to what the divine in us tells us to do, shares with us, is that intuitive awareness, that instinctual awareness, that awareness that says, go, 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 you're good, you're beautiful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful. When we listen to that voice, when we listen to that call within us, and we answer that call, and we follow that call, and we follow it with everything that we do, then we are in no competition with nobody. There's no competition whatsoever. We are not trying to be different than we are. We're not trying to live up to somebody else's principles and somebody else's life, because everybody is living up to exactly the same values, exactly the same principles, exactly the same life. Everybody else is doing it. Now, we may make mistakes as we go along a little bit. We may think that we're doing the right thing as we go along when we are not really totally listening to the divine within. We're partially listening, but not totally. You see, the thing is, I am not your teacher and you are not my teacher. There is no school that gives us a teacher of wisdom and knowledge that is unique unto itself. All wisdom and knowledge is similar, comparable, and equal. All wisdom and knowledge is revealed to all people, and everyone is right. Everyone is following that inner calling, that inner direction. And though they may sometimes fight for their right to be different, fight for their right to share it in different ways, it all comes around, and when they are balanced, when they say, it is done now, all is in divine order now, all is peace now. When they say that, and they do come to saying that, when they say that, they do not have to say, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Oh, I'm sorry, I did it differently and that was wrong. I'm sorry. They never say I'm sorry. They just find that inner light, that inner glow, that inner wisdom, and they follow it. And when they follow it, it may be different than they did before. They may have been walking the path in a way that was not beneficial to them before. But as they find the light within themselves, as they find the spirit of truth within themselves, as they find all wisdom within themselves, then the way is open before them, and all is clear before them, and they know the truth, and the truth sets them free. It's not my truth or your truth. It's not the truth of the state or the educational organizations or the leaders and teachers and religious people. They don't know the truth. Nobody knows the truth except you. And when you find the truth within yourself, you'll find that you are being 100% in harmony with everyone else on the face of the earth. You will be 100% in harmony with all the people on the face of the earth, with all humanity, with all life. You will feel so grand and so glorious, and there will be no competition because there's nothing to compete. We are all one. And we're all living in that awareness of the oneness. We're all living in that awareness of the nowness. We're all living in that awareness of peace. Oh, so great a peace it is. So great a wonderful quality it is. We feel deep within ourselves a rightness, and we follow that rightness. And that rightness tells us we are not our brother's keeper. We do not tell our brother how to live their life. We do not tell our family how to live their life. We do not tell anybody. We are a living example of the truth that we understand. We are a living example of the purity of heart that we are. We are a living example of being ourselves and having fun. And as we are being ourselves and having fun, all truth is revealed to us. The divine within is the true teacher. And as you and I listen to the divine within, to the true teacher within, we will find the answer to all. And we will stop chasing other teachers outwardly. We will stop going to other beings outwardly for the answers. We will stop thinking that we are not intelligent enough, that we are not wise enough, that we are not spiritually profound enough, and we'll realize that we are all right now. We are all right now. We are truth right now. We are love right now. We are peace right now. We are the allness right now. And it's the divine within, our true teacher, that shows us the way, that opens the door for us, that reveals all peace to us now and forever. And how great that is, how absolutely great that is. Follow that in your life. I know you are. That's why you're so happy. That's why all the world is harmonious. It follows the universal truth within each one, perfectly, beautifully, wonderfully, all the time. Know that in my following of the divine within, the true teacher within, I know I am unconditional love, and I do unconditionally love every being in my universe, beginning with myself, and I am being myself and having fun, and all is in divine order right now, forever and ever and ever. And I love you. And so it is.